you're gonna hurt me, then you gotta hold me next to you. No matter how you're working, things go wrong. I put my heart where it don't belong. So if you're coming with me, let me know. Maybe you're the last train. You're the last train home.
I'm on the last train running. I'm on the last train running. And I surrender. And I surrender.
So much hunger. Good morning. I hope everyone is doing A-okay on this fine Wednesday morning at the early time of, what time is it? 6:06 a.m. I am Mia.
And I'm Nick.
You're listening to Next Door Neighbor on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And we have a fantastic show for you.
Quite a lineup.
I think so. Planned today.
About 10 minutes ago.
No, yeah. Like on the walk here, naturally. But you know what? The flow of it is just natural. So, get ready. Anyway, you were just listening to Habit by Spector Jones. And this is the rest.
Last time I felt this way, I was soaked in a river waist deep. Are you enough? Are you more than the fix that I need? Oh, I make a habit out of you. Oh, I make a habit out of you.
Hello.
Hello there.
So, I think in Next Door Neighbor, this amazing, wonderful show, we need to get a little bit more personal.
I think you guys need to hear a little bit more about our lives, given that we are your awesome and amazing and gorgeous, stunning hosts.
I think so. So, Nick, I need to ask a personal question for you.
Okay.
Actually, right. No, it doesn't need to be personal. How's your day yesterday?
How was my day yesterday? Goodness, I had a weird day yesterday because originally I was in Tisch for like 3 hours studying, and then I walked outside to go to the little music moment. I was going to have a little A. Deckman practice room era.
A. Deckman?
A. Deckman. Or is that where the practice rooms are?
Well, yes, but I just think that you say it wrong.
Oh, how do you say it?
A. Deckman.
Oh, that's really awkward. I've said A. Deckman a lot of times.
Anytime I'm on the radio, especially with other people, well, not especially, only with other people, I'm just
hyper-conscious of words being pronounced wrong?
No, I like just call people out on the radio for their mispronunciation of words.
So, A. Deckman?
A. Deckman.
I was in A. Deckman. And I was on my walk there, and I was like, wait, this is actually the nicest day ever. So I ended up sitting on Pres Lawn for like 4 hours.
True.
I know.
Yeah.
My class. I did my laundry.
Wait, low-key me too. I did all of those things.
This is really weird. Why didn't I see you on Pres Lawn? That's so awkward.
I don't know. I was there for lunch.
Uh-oh. That's so awkward. It's fine, I guess.
Yeah, I just didn't want to sit with you.
Yeah, that was what I thought you saw me, and then you just said, no, I actually don't want to sit there.
I only want to hang out with you when we're on the radio.
Yeah, it's enough. That's enough of me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I see
Sorry.
That. Mia, I have a personal question to ask you.
What?
Do you want to tell us about your day, or most specifically your night yesterday?
Guys, I have a story to tell. I don't really know how to tell. It's very embarrassing. But I told people that I was going to say this on the radio because, like, how could I not? In preparation for this show, waking up at 5:30 to get here, I was like, oh, maybe I should go to bed early, right? But, like, I still was like, you know, go out. So I did, and I was like, okay, I'm gonna be asleep by 11:30. Did not happen. Was leaving at 11:08. Ran to the train. Took the wrong train in the wrong direction. Did not have my phone, so I got off one stop later, and I walked back to the same station. Why did I walk? I don't know. Instead of waiting for the train, that's on me. I thought it was going to be faster. I don't think it was. Someone had taken my phone already. Not, like, taken it, but, like, gotten it from me and taken it back. So then I got on the train at the same station, this time on the right train, back here. Then I had to go pick up my phone. Then I went to bed. But first I had to, like, tell the story, like, 3 times to people, obviously. So that took a lot of time also.
I think something that's very important that Mia is missing about this story is that in getting on the wrong train, she literally had to cross over. Like, you went on the wrong side of the track. If you had just stayed on that side, you would have gotten on the right way.
No, they're, like...
You put an extra effort.
They're, like... The platform's in the middle, and the train is, like, on this side and that side.
Right.
Okay, yeah,
I'm
it was stupid.
I'm just amazed you got on the wrong side.
That's, and obviously it's going the direction that's not in the direction of school.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I didn't, okay. Don't shame me on live television.
Yeah, sorry.
I mean, it's the radio, it's not live television, but still.
Yeah.
It's okay, I've accepted my silliness. But I said that it's my 2 dumb things for April, even though it's only April 4th or 5th.
That's
now.
Good.
So no hopefully, more. Yeah, hopefully I've gotten them out of the way. So if you see me within the next month, I'm going to be smart as all get out.
I've actually done that before, by the way, gotten on the wrong train, but, like, in a much more serious way because I lived north side Chicago.
Chicago?
And there was, like, okay, south side Chicago. And then there was, like, far northwest suburbs, right? So you've got 3 areas there.
Okay.
North Chicago, South Chicago, far northwest suburbs. So only the trains that take off in South Chicago go to the far northwest suburbs. And this summer, I was, like, hanging out slash dating a girl who lived in the northwest suburbs. So I had to go on the train to get to the city. to then go out to the suburbs. So I got on one that went the wrong way, ended up in, like, the middle of nowhere, Illinois. I'm, like, calling my mom. I'm, like, I don't know what to do. I'm going to be late. Like, I can't figure out how to get back. It was because only the trains, like, come every hour.
Oh,
so
God.
I ended up, like, sitting in a Starbucks in the middle of nowhere. There's, like, literally cornfields. It was not the greatest experience.
So when you go to, like, the outskirts of Chicago, is it really that easy to be in, like, suburbia?
So it's, like, Chicago, suburbia, and then corn. Like, it's, like, genuinely concentric circles. Like, it's so quickly to get out. Like,
so
there's
true,
probably,
Illinois.
Like, a solid, you could drive for, like, an hour and 15 before you hit corn.
That's insane.
I know.
We should talk about how Illinois is pronounced. Maybe this is not Next Door Neighbor. This is actually Mia's show on how words are pronounced.
I like that.
Because why is it spelled like that? And why is it said like that? Also, Arkansas?
That one I don't like.
No.
Can we also talk about the shape of states? Generally, that makes me upset. I feel like it could have been made far more square than it is.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, why is Texas and California so large? Like, let's be a little more equality.
So, actually, this show is now just us calling out the world for being dumb.
Right.
So,
like, Thomas Jefferson and whoever organized the states. I feel like it was not
Jefferson.
Thomas Jefferson.
I don't
he
think
He did
so.
The Louisiana Purchase, so maybe he organized all that jazz. I was going to say that, and I tried to stop myself, and you tried to say it anyways.
No, it's okay. I finished your sentences.
Oh, sorry. I wasn't ready for that one. It's too early. Go again.
I finished your
sentences.
True. We are so on the same
wavelength right now.
Goodness. Okay. Wow. Well, anyway, during our next break, we'll have more issues to
discuss.
Call out the world for, and possibly more words to complain about. Okay, anyway. The next song is All My Love by Noah Kahan.
How have things been, well, love, now that you mention it? My folks still talk, but they speak in these two-word sentences. I'm saying too much, but you know how it gets out here. No winter cold could keep out all the cold of your atmosphere. We won't say retrograde, we'd shake the frame of your car. Now I know your name, but not who you are. It's all okay, there ain't a drop of bad blood. It's all my love, you got all my love. I'm still out here with the pills and the dogs. If you need me, dear, I'm the same as I was. It's all okay, there ain't a drop of bad blood. It's all my love, you got all my love. You got all my love. Write me a list of how it is, of how it was, of how it has to be. You burrowed in under my skin, what I'd give to have you out for me. But I still recall how the leather in your car feels. And at the end of it all, I just hope that your scars heal. Retrograde, we shake the frame of your car. Now I know your name, but not who you are. It's all okay, there ain't a drop of bad blood. So my love,
chair and slept. And I looked so confident, babe, I swear I was scared to death. My hands gripped the wheel, I smiled stupid the whole way home. Well, those five words in my head, you said I'll never let you go. I sang retrograde.
Yeah. is working.
Hello. We're back again. No. Okay, it's too early for that. You know what? I was trying to think of other things that, I was mad about. And I actually could not think of anything. So really, I think it just came to me on the spot.
I know. We can talk more about Arkansas if you want. I know that's been really upsetting you lately. The pronunciation of it.
Of Arkansas. That's, oh my gosh, it's so dumb. Who even thought of that? Like, and why is Kansas Kansas and Arkansas is Arkansas?
Because Arkansas has more letters.
No. Like, it should be Arkansas. And you know what? Like any normal little kid who's like, yes.
Okay. I've never, like, don't think I've ever written Arkansas down.
Arkansas. And so, as, like, any normal little kid, I was like, I thought it was Arkansas because that's what it looks like.
Oh, so is this, like a trauma kind of thing? Like, did you get made fun of for this?
No, I don't remember being made fun of for that, but possibly, like, I pushed it down, you know?
Oh, I see, and it's coming back up now on our radio show.
This is my trauma, okay?
It's actually group therapy, but only me and Mia talk.
Why am I trauma dumping on the radio? No, I'm not. This is not my trauma. Don't worry.
All right, and we've got a quick PSA for you guys. Here goes. Today you ate Greek yogurt. You took the train. You planned a workout. You skipped it. You did all the things that one normally does the day before a devastating earthquake. You never know when the day before is the day before. Prepare for tomorrow at ready.gov/today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council. It says FEMA, but it could be FEMA.
It is, yeah, FEMA.
Is it FEMA?
I think so,
what's FEMA stand for? First emergency...
I have no clue.
I stopped at that. I can't.
First Emergency Medicinal
Association.
Yep. That makes a lot of sense.
I like that
FEMA. Wait, that's funny. I'm thinking. I'm wondering if I were to have read that, if I had like, would I have said like FEMA or FEMA? Because I've only ever heard it said FEMA.
Oh, really? I don't know if I've ever heard that out loud. Like Arkansas.
Well, people say
I've
like FEMA.
Arkansas. I've never said FEMA out loud.
Okay, so.
Or maybe they have. I just
I've just like about. Lived more than you.
Oh, that's okay. I was about to say you're older than me, but you're literally not. You're a month younger.
A month?
You're born in September, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're a Virgo.
Yeah.
I'm a Leo.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah. True. Do you believe in star signs, like astrology?
Like low-key on the DL.
True.
Like, I think sometimes you can create, like, some pretty scary correlations there.
Yeah, it's true. I think it's all, indoctrination, actually.
Oh, okay, cool. All right. No, that's
like,
just fine.
Because, like, it's, like, funny, silly, haha. But, like, you're reading it, and you're like, oh, I do that. But then the stuff that you don't really do, but you're like,
Oh, but I can
then you start doing that stuff more. And then that's indoctrination. Indoctrination, is that a word? From, who is it from? The government.
The government is indoctrinating us with zodiac signs. New PSA, guys.
Wait, but I shouldn't say that on, I'm going to keep saying this is live television because I think that's kind of funny.
I can't say that on live television.
Because then the government is going to come for me.
I know. They're on their way now, actually.
Oh, shoot.
To UPD, they're about to pull up. Actually, yeah, I cannot believe you just said that about the government.
No, wait, don't say. Don't, no, no. I'm going to play Maggie Rogers now, and everything is going to be okay. Okay, great.
I was stopped in London, Ohio. marks and silhouettes blur together. Longer are the hours between calls from friends. Every conversation uninspired. Why not let some wedge-shaped core of darkness deliver one to one end?
Me and Mia came to a little bit of a realization a moment ago, and I was thinking about it, and it's something that we need to chat about because this is very important. I'm feeling as if a lot of children took karate for a few years when they were small, and I think it's something that we need to talk about, because why do all parents put their kids in karate?
It's interesting.
And I also want to wonder if this has led to the security guard pipeline.
Like you.
Like me, specifically. Like
Nick is saying that, well, Nick just got a job opportunity for the summer, which is?
As a security guard. And I'm thinking my karate experience must at Thousand Waves Dojo.
What?
Was yours Thousand Waves?
No.
Oh, that's you just looked like that was like
no,
crazy.
No, no, no. That's
oh,
just like a what? Funny name.
It was a great one. I was literally the oldest child there. So bad. Like, I was so embarrassed the whole time. I'll just be very clear. I was the oldest kid there the entire time. I was, like, low. Like, I was not good at karate.
Mm-hmm.
Really mortifying. Really good time.
That is really funny.
I know.
Well, I didn't take... Okay, so, like, my mom and my brother both did karate. My mom's such a...
Your mom's so cool.
I know. She's such a crazy... I was gonna curse. But I can't. She's such a... I can't think of another word. It's
amazing.
A good... Something good. She's very strong. She's very amazing and awesome. Okay.
Dream Evil Girl. You already said that.
Yeah, actually. Anyway. Yeah, so they did that, and then I never did, even though they wanted me to. I was like, no. But then, for, like, a PE credit, we could take karate in my high school. And
really?
So I took karate for 2 semesters... I think. And I loved it. It was awesome. It was so fun. And did I really learn anything? Like, not really. Actually, possibly I could do them now. I kind of forgot about that part, like that point in my life. But like every day in high school, I went to a school with uniforms, you know, my Catholic all-girls school.
That is,
shout out.
Oh my gosh.
But it wasn't, no, it's not like that. Don't think of me like that.
Okay. Yeah, this actually changed my entire perception of you.
The persona that I'm putting on the live television right now is, like, not... Okay, not good. But, no, it's fine. The point is, I really loved it. I changed out of my little skirt, my little plaid skirt, into my little... What's it called? A gi?
A gi. Well done. Good
yeah.
memory.
So, yeah.
At CPS, you only had to take... If you did 2 varsity sports, you had to take 2 years of gym. But afterwards, if you took 2 varsity sports... You didn't have to take a gym class. And as I was captain of varsity bowling... I captain of varsity soccer!
No way!
I got gym exempt. That's so real. And then...
That is so not...
And then senior year, I, like, had an extra space in my schedule, and I was like, I don't want to take an extra academic class. so I decided to take weightlifting.
Dude.
It was literally me, two other girls, and 30 guys in the weight room.
That is terrifying.
So bad. Seventh floor of this, like, skyscraper building in Chicago. It was not a good moment.
So I think maybe not the karate, but that is your whatever to security guard pipeline.
Okay, yeah, I can see that.
Like, maybe, right?
Yeah, the teacher was a, like, USA powerlifter. Horrendous.
That's insane.
I know. It was a really, like, kind of a fever dream of a class.
There were just so many things I could unpack. Varsity bowling, oh my god.
Varsity bowling captain, actually. I made it to city and state.
I think maybe you've said that before and I'm just like...
You've decided not to acknowledge it?
Yeah.
Today's the day to unpack. We're unpacking your issue with Arkansas. We're unpacking the all-girls private or little uniform school. We're unpacking varsity bowling. Let's get into it. Actually, let's not. We have
no.
A lot of songs.
We're really not going to get into it. But you know what?
If you come this and listen little... in 2 weeks, then we will get into it.
Same time, same place. Okay, well, the next... Oh, wait, we could unpack this too. No, we have too much to talk about. Because the next song is Hozier... How do you say...
Hozier.
Because it could be... Like, I used to say Hozier.
I used to say that too, and I would, like, avoid saying his name. Mm-hmm. Because I'd be like, what if I say it wrong? People think I'm a fake fan. But, like, I've seen him in concert. Yeah. I just, like, literally don't know how to pronounce it.
Me neither.
I think it's Hozier.
I could literally, like... It's so easy to look it up, but I've just been wondering for, like, a long time.
I looked it up, like, a few weeks ago.
Oh, really? Okay, good. So I've been saying you're right.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, this is one of his new songs. And I'm not really a fan, but I'm trying to reevaluate. So anyway, this is Eat Your Young.
There's ground to break. Whatever. path of mine to take, take it slow.